Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today Maseches Chulin, Daf Kuf Dalet, beginning the 8th Perek, Koh HaBasar. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan and Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the 8th Perek begins, Koh HaBasar Asur Levasha B'Chalav. All kinds of meat are forbidden to cook with milk, except for the meat of fish or locust. All kinds of meat are likewise forbidden to be brought onto the table together with cheese, except for fish or locust. One who vows to abstain from meat may nevertheless eat fish or locust. The Mishnah implies that bird meat is forbidden with milk midoraisa, and thus disagrees with Rabbi Kiva, who holds that the meat of a chai or bird is not biblically forbidden with milk. This is contradicted by the Sefer, which teaches that bird meat is included in a nedar about basar. This follows Rabbi Kiva, who holds that anything which is similar enough to a requested item that a shliach will ask if the one who sent him wants it is included in such a nedar. But the Chachamim hold bird meat is not included in his nedar. Rav Yosef answers that Rabbi Artana holds, like the Chachamim, that bird meat is biblically forbidden with milk, but follows Rabbi Kiva regarding the darim. Rav Ashi answers that our Mishnah merely implies that all meats are forbidden with milk, but man midivrei Torah, man midivrei sofrim. Some of them are forbidden biblically, and some of them, i.e. birds, rabbinically. Point number two, the Mishnah forbids bringing up all kinds of meat together with cheese onto the table. Rav Yosef says this proves that bird meat together with milk is forbidden with the rice, because otherwise Chazal would not enact a second decree forbidding to bring them together onto the table, which would be a gezerah l'gezerah, a decree to protect another decree. Abaye answers that bringing bird meat and cheese onto the table was not decreed to prevent them from being eaten together, which is itself only rabbinically prohibited, rather to prevent meat of a behema from being brought together with cheese onto the table, leading to a biblical violation of basar b'chalav. Rav Sheshes objects that even if bird meat would be d'oraisa, sof sof sonim v'tsoninu, in any event, this would merely be cold meat with cold cheese, which is itself only prohibited mid'rabban. Abaye explains, we're concerned, shemiyahu be'ofas or seach. Perhaps he'll bring them up together in a hot pan, meaning a kli rishon, a primary vessel, which would cook the meat and milk together and result in a biblical transgression. And point number three, Agur, Rabbi Abba's father-in-law, Tana Braisa, ofuk vina ne'achalim ba'apikorin. Bird meat and cheese may be eaten one after the other in a carefree manner. He explains that bird meat may be eaten after cheese without netilas yadayim, washing his hands, and without kinuach hapeh, wiping out his mouth to remove dairy particles from his hands and mouth, which are required when eating meat of a behema after cheese. Rav Yitzchak Breder of Masharshia visited Rav Ashi's house and saw him eat cheese and then behema meat without washing his hands. He asked Rav Ashi that the braisa just mentioned implies that washing hands is required before eating behema meat, and Rav Ashi answered, this is only required at night, avabayama ha-chazina, but by day I can see if there are dairy particles on my hands and washing is unnecessary. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the 8th parak begins, Kol basar asur levasha b'chalav. All kinds of meat are forbidden to cook with milk except for the meat of fish or locust. All kinds of meat are likewise forbidden to be brought onto the table together with cheese, except for fish or locust. One who vows to abstain from meat may nevertheless eat fish or locust. The Mishnah implies that bird meat is forbidden with milk midoraisa, and thus disagrees with Rabbi Kiva, who holds that the meat of a chai or bird is not biblically forbidden with milk. This is contradicted by the Sefer, which teaches that bird meat is included in a nedar about basar. This follows Rabbi Kiva, who holds that anything which is similar enough to a requested item that a shliach will ask if the one who sent him wants it is included in such a nether. But the Chachamim hold bird meat is not included in his nether. Rav Yosef answers that Rabbi Artana holds, like the Chachamim, that bird meat is biblically forbidden with milk, but follows Rabbi Kiva regarding the darim. Rav Ashi answers that our Mishnah merely implies that all meats are forbidden with milk, but man midivrei Torah, man midivrei sofrim. Some of them are forbidden biblically, and some of them, i.e. birds, rabbinically. Point number two, the Mishnah forbids bringing up all kinds of meat together with cheese onto the table. Rav Yosef says this proves that bird meat together with milk is forbidden with the rice, because otherwise Chazal would not enact a second decree forbidding to bring them together onto the table, which would be a gezerah l'gezerah, a decree to protect another decree. Abaye answers that bringing bird meat and cheese onto the table was not decreed to prevent them from being eaten together, which is itself only rabbinically prohibited, rather to prevent meat of a behema from being brought together with cheese onto the table, leading to a biblical violation of basar b'chalav. Rav Sheshes objects that even if bird meat would be d'oraisa, sof sof sonim v'tsoninu, in any event, this would merely be cold meat with cold cheese, which is itself only prohibited mid'rabban. Abai explains, we're concerned shemiyahu be'ofas horseach. Perhaps he'll bring them up together in a hot pan, meaning a kli rishon, a primary vessel, which would cook the meat and milk together and result in a biblical transgression. And point number three, Agar, Rabbi Abba's father-in-law, Tana Braisa, ofuk vina ne'achalim ba'apikoron. Bird meat and cheese may be eaten one after the other in a carefree manner. He explains that bird meat may be eaten after cheese without netilas yadayim, washing his hands, and without kinuach hapeh, wiping out his mouth to remove dairy particles from his hands and mouth, which are required when eating meat of a behemah after cheese. Rav Yitzchak Breid Rav Masharshia visited Rav Ashi's house and saw him eat cheese and then behemah meat without washing his hands. He asked Rav Ashi that the braisa just mentioned implies that washing hands is required before eating behemah meat, and Rav Ashi answered, this is only required at night, but by day I can see if there are dairy particles on my hands and washing is unnecessary. All right, so now we get our siman daf kuf dalet, and our standard siman is code. Code, so here goes. The caterer who had just inherited his father's business and cracked the mysterious code left in the will, instructing him to serve chicken, not meat, to avoid getting near the issa deraisa, abasa b'chalav, explained to the waiters that it's not going too far to demand that they don't put chicken and cheese on the same table, but that they don't have to tell the customers to wash their hands and mouths after the cheese before eating the chicken. Once again, in slow motion. The caterer who just inherited his father's business and cracked the mysterious code, that must be Ron Duff, Kuf Dalid. The caterer who just inherited his father's business and cracked the mysterious code left in the will instructing him to serve chicken, not meat, to avoid getting near the Isser Deraisa of Basa B'chala, which reminds us that one brings the Malchokas of bird meat is considered meat Mederaisa for the Isser of Basa B'chala. So the caterer who just inherited his father's business and cracked the mysterious code left in the will, instructing him to serve chicken, not meat, to avoid getting near the issur d'oraisa of basa b'chalav, explained to the waiters that it's not going too far to demand that they don't put chicken and cheese on the same table, which reminds us, Abai explains that bringing bird meat and cheese onto the table was not decreed to prevent them from being eaten together, which is itself only rabbinically prohibited and would therefore be a gezerah l'gezerah. Rather, it was to prevent meat of a behemah from being brought together with cheese onto the table, leading to a biblical violation of bas b'chalav. So the caterer who just inherited his father's business and cracked the mysterious code left in the will instructing him to serve chicken, not meat, to avoid getting near the issur d'oraisa of basa b'chalav, explained to the waiters that it's not going too far to demand that they don't put chicken and cheese on the same table, but that they don't have to tell the customers to wash their hands and mouths after the cheese before eating the chicken, which reminds us, Agra, Rabbi Abba's father-in-law taught a braisa, of ugvina nechoin ba'apikorin. Bird meat and cheese may be eaten one after the other in a carefree manner. He explains that bird meat may be eaten after cheese without netilas yadayim, washing his hands, and without kinuach hapeh, wiping out his mouth to remove dairy particles from his hands and mouth, which are required when eating meat of a behemah after cheese. So once again, the caterer who had just inherited his father's business and cracked the mysterious code left in the will instructing him to serve chicken, not meat, to avoid getting near the issur d'oraisa of basa b'chalav, explained to the waiters that it's not going too far to demand that they don't put chicken and cheese on the same table, but that they don't have to tell the customers to wash their hands and mouths after the cheese before eating the chicken. All right, so now it's time for four ba'bach chazara. Daf kuf, so the siman daf kuf is a kof, a monkey. So here goes. The owner of exotic monkeys, that must be Ron Duff, Kuf, Kof, monkeys. The owner of exotic monkeys was dismayed when the monkeys threw a nice slice of nevela into a pot with kosher pieces, all of them worthy of being served to his guests, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if a slice of nevela or non-kosher fish became mixed with kosher slices and cannot be identified, they're all prohibited. The Gemara asks that the prohibited slice should be nullified by the majority of permitted slices. It ultimately answers, Shani Chasika, a slice of forbidden meat or fish is different, since it's fit to be honored with by serving it before guests, and is thus significant and cannot be nullified. So the owner of exotic monkeys was dismayed when the monkeys threw a nice slice of nevela into a pot with kosher pieces, all of them worthy of being served to his guests, who were invited to view how the monkeys removed a piece of nevela from on top of a piece of meat before getting mixed in with the other pieces when he yelled, Chanan, which reminds us, Rabbi Baruch Hanan announced that a slice of nevela cooked together with kosher food and then removed only prohibits the food if it's large enough to give flavor to all the food in the pot. However, Rav then announced that once the forbidden slice imparts flavor to a permitted slice separately, meaning if these two slices were cooked together beforehand, chasika asma nasas nevela, the formerly permitted slice itself becomes like a nevela. This slice will then prohibit all the other slices when its flavor spreads to them because they are its same kind. So the owner of Exotic Monkeys was dismayed when the monkeys threw a nice slice of novella into a pot with kosher pieces, all of them worthy of being served to his guests, who were invited to view how the monkeys removed a piece of novella from on top of a piece of meat before getting mixed in with the other pieces, when he yelled, "Hanan," and pointed to the lines marking their ginnasha, which is forbidden even on non-kosher animals, which reminds us the Gemara brings malchokas if ginnasha applies to non-kosher animals. Daf Kuf Off. So the simon Daf Kuf Off is a bird caller going, "Caw, caw." So here goes. The bird watchers yelled, "Caw, caw." Bird watchers yelling, "Caw, caw." That must mean we're on Daf Kuf Aleph. The bird watchers yelled, "Caw, caw," in astonishment as two Isser-detecting birds hovered over the Gidnasha ben Ola, because its Isser is Chamur, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the Gidnasha ben Ola or Shor Niskal, and the Tanu holds that even though an Isser Kola is not Chal, an Isser Chamur is. So the bird watchers yelled, "Caw, caw," in astonishment as two Isser-detecting birds hovered over the Gidnasha ben Ola, because its Isser is Chamur, after they showed they don't hold a Isser Kola by flying straight over the Tame man who was eating kachim that became Tame before he did. Which reminds us, Gemara explains that the machlokas between the Chachamim Rabbi Yossi Aglili is where the kachim meat became Tame first and the person became Tame afterwards, prohibiting him from eating any kachim meat. The Rabbanan hold an Isser Kola takes effect, for since he becomes chai for eating tower pieces of kachim, he also becomes chai for eating a Tame piece. Rabbi Yossi Aglili does not hold Isser Kola takes effect on a pre-existing Isser. So the bird watchers yelled, "Caw, caw," in astonishment, as two Isser-detecting birds hovered over the Gidnasha of an Ola, because its Isser is Chamur, after they showed that they don't hold a Isser Kola by flying straight over the Tame man who was eating kachim that became Tame before he did, as another flock of birds hovered over a mountain named Sinai in the shape of a Gidnasha, which reminds us the Gemara brings the Malchokas if the Gidnasha was prohibited before Sinai. Daf Kuf Beis. So the Siman Daf Kuf Beis is a caveman. So here goes. The two cavemen. Cavemen. That must be on Daf Kuf Beis. The two cavemen who wanted to become more civilized but couldn't give up their habit of eating Eiver Min HaChai from non-kosher animals, which reminds us in a Brice, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar say that the prohibition of Eiver Min HaChai applies to behemoths, chais, and birds, whether they are from kosher or non-kosher animals. The Chachamim say it only applies to kosher animals. Both opinions are derived from the same pasuk. So the two cavemen who wanted to become more civilized but couldn't give up their habit of eating Eiver Min HaChai from non-kosher animals and were informed they would be chai for eating limbs with minimal meat, but with Gidin Vatsamos equaling a kazayas, which reminds us, Rav says that the liability for Eiver Min HaChai requires eating a kazayas because the Torah uses the word achila, eating. Rav Nachman said that one would still be liable b'mashu basur Gidin Vatsamos, with a limb containing a minimal amount of meat, with enough sinews and bones to combine to gazayas, although they are not food and do not combine for gazayas to transgress nevela. So the two cavemen who wanted to become more civilized but couldn't give up their habit of eating Eiver Min HaChai from non-kosher animals and were informed they would be chai for eating limbs with minimal meat but with Gidin Vatsamos equaling a kazayas, saw their friend transgress when he ate an entire live bird smaller than a kazayas, since behema b'chayeha le'ibar momedes, which reminds us, a braisa discusses one who eats an entire live bird smaller than a kazayas whole. Rebbe exempts him from malchus, but Rebbe Elazar bar Rebbe Shimon says he's chai because he holds b'chayeha le'evar mumedas. While an animal is alive, it stands to be cut into limbs. So each limb is already prohibited as Eiver Min HaChai, which he transgresses by eating the bird alive. Rebbe holds b'chayeha lav le'evar mumedas, and it only stands to be cut into limbs when it's shechted. Rebbe adds that if Rebbe would hold machshavas ochin shma machshava, that one's thought regarding food is considered an effect of thought, then one who decides to eat a small living bird one limb at a time, and instead ate it alive, would be chai for Eiver Min HaChai because his intent renders the limbs independent entities. Daf Kuf Gimel. So the Siman Daf Kuf Gimel is Kugel. So here goes. The annual Kugel eating contest. Kugel? That must be on Daf Kuf Gimel. The annual Kugel eating contest was a disaster when one contestant was told he was getting three sets of malchus for eating the Kugel cooked with the chalav of a living treifa, which reminds us, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Avoh cite different rulings in Rabbi Yochanan's name about one who ate chalav taken from a live treifa. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba obligates two sets of malchus, but Rabbi Avoh obligates three for chalav, Eiver Min HaChai, and treifa. This malchokas is explained in three ways. So the annual Kugel eating contest was a disaster when one contestant was told he was getting three sets of malchus for eating the Kugel cooked with the chalav of a living treifa. while another contestant mistakenly thought he was Potter when he consumed some of the Aver Minachai stuffed kugel by eating two half kazesim of the Aver separately, which reminds us, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, Chilkut Mabachutz, if one divided a kazais of Aver Minachai outside his mouth and ate each half separately, is he high for eating a combined kazais like for other prohibited foods? Rabbi Yochanan said he's Potter. Since Aver Minachai is unique in that sinews and bones count towards a kazais, its laws cannot be derived from ordinary prohibitions, and the kazais must be consumed at once to incur malchus. Rabbi Lazar disagrees, arguing that mechusar kreva love k'mechusar maisadami. Lacking proximity is not like lacking an act, and the two halves are combined. So the annual kugel eating contest was a disaster when one contestant was told he was getting three sets of malchus for eating the kugel cooked with the chalav of a living treifa, while another contestant mistakenly thought he was Potter when he consumed some of the Aver Minachai stuffed kugel by eating two half kazesim of the Aver separately. And the judges argued whether the food stuck between his teeth and not swallowed was counted as part of the kazais, which reminds us, Reish Lakish says that the kazais required for liability is chutz mishel bein hashinayim, besides for that which is stuck between the teeth and not swallowed. Since he holds achil b'meya b'inan, we require consumption of a kazais in his stomach, he must ingest an entire kazais. Rabbi Yochanan says the food stuck between his teeth is included for kazais. Rav Papa says Rabbi Yochanan only argues about food which is stuck in the palate before which it is not fully tasted. Although he did not consume a full kazais, Rabbi Yochanan says his throat enjoyed tasting a kazayas. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff brings the malchokas of bird meat is considered meat midaraisa for the isra of basa b'chalav? That's on daf kuftalad. Good. Number 2. Which stuff with malchokas whether Aver Minachai applies to non-kosher animals? That's on daf kufbeis. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you discuss whether the meat of Aver Minachai, which is stuck between the teeth and not swallowed, is included in the shear of a kazais? That's on daf kuf gimel. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that the gezerah not to bring basar, oaf, and cheese onto the table is not a gezerah? That's on daf kuf dalad. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you discuss in Issur Kol where one became tameh after the kadshim meat became tameh and he ate it? That's on daf Kufalov. Good. Number 6. Derived from the Zoro Beshel of a Nazar's carbon of a ram. That's on Duff. Tzadiches. Good. Number 7. Which of the one that once a forbidden slice imparts flavor to a permitted slice separately? Chasicha Atzma Nasas Nevela. The formerly permitted slice itself becomes like a Nevela. That's on Duff. Kuf. Good. Number 8. Which stuff you discuss how many sets of malchus one gets for eating chalav of a living trefa? That's on Duff. Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we malchok is a behema b'chayeh le'evar mumedas? That's on daf? Kuf Beis. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that oaf and cheese do not require nitil sidaim or kinua chapeh between them? That's on daf? Kuf Dalet. Excellent. All right. That concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.